Good morning. So we gather together today to worship God, to sing praises to Him, to pray to Him, to tell Him how wonderful and awesome that He is. We give of our means, remember the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on that cross and His resurrection. We understand all these things are from the Bible. And today we look at information that God would want us to know about dads. In our particular nation, it's called Father's Day. And it's a day in which we honor fathers for who they are and what they are and what they do and what they ought to be doing. But let's talk about this today. Let's get into our study and let's find out some things. You know, one of the things that I see is that dads have responsibilities. And good dads, loving dads, are wanting to take on that responsibility for an entire lifetime. Once you become a dad, once you hold up your baby for the very first time, there is a connection that can never be broken. Even if the child turns out completely evil, there's always that connection with a dad and his child. And so we want to remember that. We want to take a look at some things. You know, dads have a responsibility at home, for home. Let's take a look at 1 Timothy 5, please. 1 Timothy 5, beginning in verse 8, 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8. Now, in the context, we're talking about a fact that a person ought to take care of their older relatives. And this particular context is talking about their mothers. And so if mom ends up without any kind of income, if she ends up without any place to live, then dads or their sons ought to be able to take care of their mom. So we go on within this context, and it goes on down to say verse 8, or 1 Timothy chapter 5, and it says this: if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Now, that word provide there in verse 8 is particularly important in this verse. If anyone does not consider beforehand to meet the needs of his family. Do I need to say that again? If anyone does not consider beforehand to meet the needs of his family, he is not fulfilling the role of a dad. Dads consider, dads think, next year my daughter will turn 12 and she's going to need X. Next year my child will turn 6 and we need 6 pair of tennis shoes for throughout the rest of the year. That's what a dad does. A dad considers, you know, we're going to have to pay rent. We're going to have to pay the mortgage. We're going to have to buy food. We're going to have to buy utilities. I need to make sure that all those things are covered. See, that's what a dad does. If anyone does not think ahead and make things happen for his family, and especially for those of his own household, those people that are living with him, he has, what's it say there, folks? That's a very scary sort of word, denied the faith. So, listen, I just want to get this right. My understanding of this verse is, if you don't take care of those in your own household, you have denied the gospel of Jesus Christ. You have denied your own salvation. You have denied God. You have denied heaven. You understand how important then it is to be a dad. And a dad has to fulfill his responsibilities. Otherwise, y'all, am I getting this right? If he doesn't fulfill his responsibilities as a dad, he is going to go to hell. Isn't that what this verse says? If you deny the faith, if you say, I no longer want the faith because I don't want to be a dad, then I am rejecting what God has told me. The only other option then is to go to hell. And it says that he has denied the faith and is worse than a heathen, an unbeliever. And if you turn that thought around just a little bit and understand this, even the heathens understand that they need to take care of moms and dads and their families. Even heathens, pagans, understand that they need to take care of their families. And so if a dad doesn't want to take care of his family, he's worse than somebody who doesn't want to take care of his family. See how that plays out? That is just an amazing sort of thought. Dads have responsibilities for making things happen at home. Now, that does not diminish, by any way, the role of moms. Dad may provide everything that the household needs, but it is the mom's purview to make sure that it happens. Here's the other thing. Dads have responsibilities to love their children. And let me tell you, when you love, you don't stop loving. So let's say you're a young man, 21 years old, and you produce a child. A good dad, a godly dad, will love that child all the way to the very end of his own life. Now, let's take a look at what Deuteronomy chapter 1 has to say. Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 31. Excuse me. Let me make sure I get in the right spot. There we go. And in the wilderness, where you saw how the Lord your God carried you, just as a man carries his son in all the way which you have walked until you came to this place. When your child is a toddler, he or she is going to get tired. Dads, what do? You leave your baby there and you just walk on. Well, no, that's not the thing. You pick up your child and you carry them. Why do you physically carry them? Because you love them. And you don't want any bad thing to happen to them. I know of a young man and his dad who were in Palo Duro Canyon. And the son became overheated. 7-year-old son became overheated. What did the dad do? Down there in the bottom of the canyon, he picked up his son. And it took him about a good hour, but he said he walked out of that canyon carrying his son. He saved his son's life by doing that. And you don't stop carrying your son. It may be that your son is old enough to walk on his own, but you're always there for backup. You're always there with wisdom. You're always there with love. And biblical love means that you make a sacrifice. I'm going to give up what I want so that my child is taken care of. Isn't that what God says in this particular verse? Just as a man carries his own son, we see how the Lord took care of those folks, and it's just as true today. God is still carrying us on our road to heaven, and we carry our children. Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 5, please. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25. Now, I understand that that's the role of marriage, but I want you to understand something. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. Now, what does this have to do about being a dad? Well, you know what? We talked about it in Bible class. Kids that grow up without a dad, without a dad's love, are making this society miscreant. This society is getting worse and worse and worse because dads are not showing the love that the family needs. All you need to do is look around you. Now, I have studied history enough to know that there have always been serial killers. And we think that we have had some of the worst serial killers ever. But I guarantee you there was this fellow in the early 1900s in Russia. That dude was a killing machine. He wiped out person after person. What does that have to do with anything? Well, we hear on the news about serial killers shooting up our schools and shooting up shopping malls and shooting up grocery stores and restaurants and such. Why do you think that happens? Well, it could be that the child really has some sort of brain function that says, I'm going to go do that. But you know, there was a time when that baby had not decided to go kill people. And so that means that there was a time when dad should have been there to express godly love and to fulfill his role as a dad so that that child had received or would have received every nurturing that that person needs to grow up into a well and otherwise normal human being. Dads have a responsibility to love their wives. The daughters need to see their dad loving their wives. And the sons need to see their dad loving their moms. And the children need to see that brother so-and-so is being hugged by dad. And that sister, my sibling sister, is being hugged and giving love by my dad. Now, I've read several places where a young man would know how to go out on a date because of what the dad has done at home. And likewise, I've read that young ladies know what kind of guys to go out with and what to expect from a young man because of how dad treats the mom. We need the assurance of love in our hearts. Home needs to be a safe place. Kids are going to do absolutely stupid things. Our daughters are going to do stupid things differently than the stupid things our sons do. It's fortunate that our sons are still alive. But nonetheless, even girls do the stupid things that they do. And they grow up and they think weirdly. The sons think weirdly and they go out and do stuff. And it's like, I gotta tell you, that was stupid. You know, I told my son once, I said, you know, Shane, it's gonna be better off if you tell me what you do before I come home and have to find out what you do. So, Darla and I went shopping, and I thought the kids were old enough to stay by themselves. I don't want to tell you that Jody was there. She should have watched over, but that's an entirely different story. So, my son Shane calls me. He says, Dad? I go, yeah. He says, you know, you said that you should know what I did before you come home and find out. He goes, yes. I set the bed on fire. He says, it's okay. I said, the bed is out. The fire's out. And I could have gotten home and berated him, and I did. But at the same time, it's like, kid, you know, whatever mistakes you make, whatever horrible things you do out in life, home is where you can go. You're going to receive love. Now, you're going to receive instruction. You're going to receive discipline. And discipline first means instruction. And then punishment afterwards, if they can't get it right. That's just Bible stuff. That's just the way God does things. He wants to educate them. And then if they still don't get it right, then he punishes them to make it right. But still, home is where love is. It's true for moms. Moms need to come home and understand that dads are not been playing around with anybody. And dads need to come home and find out that mom's not been playing around with anybody. And so for all the things that I've been said, if you could just encapsulate it and get your arms all the way around it, there has to be love in the home, and dads need to give that love. Moms do too, but we're talking about dads. So dad has a responsibility for making sure that baby right there grows up loved, well, and nurtured. Well, let's talk about our third point. Dads also have responsibility for assurances. Now, that may seem like a strange bullet point. Assurances, what's that about? We've already been talking about it. The kids need to be assured that there's love at home. So we need to do that, dads. But there are some other assurances that kids need to have, and that is that we are going to worship God Almighty. And every day that worship occurs, which is the first day of the week, first day of every week, we are going to assemble with the saints and worship our God. Now, at 9 or 10, they may say, man, that's awfully boring. And you say, well, let's see what we can do to liven that up. And we do something that's godly and that's good to get them over that hurdle of church, assembling with the saints, as being boring. But they need to understand. What did Joshua say in Joshua 24, verse 15? He says, for me in my house, we will serve or worship the Lord God of heaven. That's a decision by dad. Dad says, this is going to happen. And wife, we're going to go worship. And children, we're going to go worship. Every time the door is open, we're going to be there. Dads need to instill respect for God in their children. Respect for God is often reflected in how you dress for services. Am I saying that you have to wear a suit and tie? Nope, I didn't say that. Is it okay to wear jeans? That's not my purview. You must dress modestly. And if you take a look at that verse, which we will in a couple of weeks, moderately, which means respectfully, not gaudy. All right? So dads, your children should not wear midriffs that are showing, your female children. And if you wear clothing that looks raggedy-taggedy, I wonder how much respect is being shown to God. The outward appearance comes from the inward aspect of a human being. You understand that? The outward appearance comes from the heart. What kind of heart do you have before God if your clothes are raggedy-taggedy? Am I saying that a poor man who comes in and cut off an old dirty t-shirt? I didn't say that. I'm saying show respect for God. And dads have the responsibility for doing that. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 12, please. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 12. Men cannot give up their role. I do not allow a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man, but to remain quiet. Now, I'm going to take that verse out of context just a little bit so that we can understand what it is we're saying about this morning. So a woman is not to take authority or to usurp authority or to put herself above the role of man, the husband. A husband has to lead his family spiritually. A husband has to make sure that there are prayers. I know that this might be a little bit of a different sort of thing, but if you don't sing praises to God together as a family, you're missing something that's awfully sweet. A man needs to make sure the assurances of home that we are going to worship God in a proper and respectful way. And then take a look, please, at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Just as you know how we were exhorting and encouraging and imploring each one of you as a father would his own children, so that you would walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. Now let's take those verses apart just for a moment. Verse 11, just as you know, so you should know this, Christians, that Christians, men, ought to be about exhorting and encouraging and imploring. Well, let's take a look at those words, New American Standard. The word exhorting is from the Greek word parakaleo, which you've probably heard in other sermons, that is to call one to your side. So a father, in his responsibilities as a dad, is going to call his wife to his side. He's going to call his children to his side, and he's going to say something about the God of heaven. He's going to make sure that the children are loved with a godly love. All right, what is the next word? Encouraging. Well, you would think that you would know what encouragement is, and it is the word consolation or comfort. So if I'm going to encourage somebody, once again, I might well put my arm around them and say, hey, bud, you know that this is difficult. I know that this is hard. But, you know, we love you and we're going to help you. We want you to do well. That's why you're going to be in summer school for the rest of the year. And then the last thing then is imploring each one of you. That's a form of begging, don't you know? Imploring. Please, please do this. Please understand this. Please get this. That each one of you, as a father, would his own children. So what do fathers do? They exhort. They encourage. They implore. What? That they, the family, would live in a way that's worthy of the blood of Jesus Christ. Dads, if you miss this, you're not teaching your kid about the blood of Jesus Christ, about the sacrifice, and about the hope of heaven. That you would live in a way that the blood of Jesus Christ is affecting your life. And that God is going to call you to his own kingdom in glory. But if you miss that, the children are going to miss that call. All right. So there's the lesson this morning. It's all about a godly father, as in terms of what the scripture has to say.